It's also the end of an era for Netflix. Orange is the New Black released its seventh and final season. We get to see some of the show's most popular characters try to adapt to life outside of prison.
You can't pretend that prison just didn't happen.
No, but I'm not going to spend the rest of my life looking back on it either. I did my time. I'm looking forward now.
That's Orange is the New Black. But if you're ready for some 90s nostalgia, Beverly Hills 90210 returned to Fox this week. With more, we're joined with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, let's start with Orange is the New Black. And for those who don't know, it's a long-running drama based on a character named Piper who ends up in prison after she committed a crime and it catches up with her. But it's so much more than Piper. Through these last six seasons, we've been taken on this dynamic, complex journey of prison life through all of these cast of characters. This last season before this final season, however, many folks were saying that it was so meandering. And I want to know from you, what should we take away from this final season and how does it weigh in comparison?
Well, I feel like they've done an amazing job of sort of re-engaging the narrative and bringing the show in for a landing in a way that feels really significant. Some of the characters wind up in an immigrant detention center, and we get a lot of scenes that show the very stark difference between being in one of those places, which is in a way much worse than being in jail, and what it's like to be in a regular facility. And through it all, you always get this sense that even among the guards and the people who are supposed to be in charge, that the prison is a sort of prison for them too. And so we see them struggling with existing in this place where hope goes to die often. And we will see, you know, a key character die towards the end of the last season in a way that wraps up the story very neatly.
Yeah, you bring up the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center. And, you know, Orange is the New Black is known for taking on criminal justice issues. How do you think the show has addressed these difficult topics overall during its run?
Well, you know, this show primarily is about humanizing the kind of people that we normally would rather not think about. So the women who are in this jail, we get to know them on a very human way. And some of the most poignant scenes have been when the narrative goes back to show us how some of these ladies wound up in jail. A drama like Orange is the New Black can really bring you into their world and make you see what it's like for people who ultimately are as human as you or I.
Well, Orange is the New Black is a Netflix original, and last quarter Netflix actually lost subscribers. And now we hear lots of stories about Amazon, Apple, and soon Disney giving the company a run for its money. What do you think Netflix has in the works that could draw viewers the way Orange is the New Black did and some of those other original shows?
Well, I think that's the $64,000 question. I mean, as Orange is the New Black goes off the air with its final season, there's a lot more competition in the streaming space. And Netflix's problem is that the shows that are sort of the core of its subscriber base, shows like The Office and Friends that were created by other TV providers, they're clawing those shows back. And so Netflix has to create originals that are just as popular with its subscribers as those shows, and they have not been able to do that so far. I think they have a big challenge, especially as Disney and Amazon and Hulu and Apple TV Plus, they're all spending a lot of money to try and come up with these big, broad shows that will also draw subscribers.
Okay, now let's turn to BH90210, a return to the hit 90s series Beverly Hills 90210, which, Eric, was my jam back in the 90s. Should I be excited for this reunion?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, if you liked the original show, you might like this. I guess they're calling it a reboot. The people on the show are calling it a reboot. Basically, the actors from the show are playing fictionalized versions of themselves, and they're all considering participating in a reunion of the 90210 cast at a convention, and then later a reboot TV series.
Meta,
and
very meta.
It's extremely meta. They seem to be trying to be funny and cute. They mostly missed the mark for me. We've got a clip of the show, and it features Tori Spelling, Ian Ziering and Jenny Garth are kind of arguing with each other. They're on a plane. They're about to leave this convention where all the actors have gotten back together again. Tori is talking about how she doesn't have money, despite the fact that she's the daughter of the guy who created the show. So let's check it out.
I have 6 mouths to feed.
How could you grow up with every advantage in life and still struggle to support your kids? It's mind-boggling to me.
Okay, it's not Tori's fault that she lacks basic life skills. I mean, she's not normal. She can't function in a normal environment. It's like letting a zoo animal out into the wild.
Really? I was sticking up for you.
Well, stop.
So that's the example of the humor. So, you know, if your dream was to see fictionalized versions of these actors making fun of each other, this show is for you.
Yeah, sadly, Luke Perry's not a part of this. He's passed a few months ago. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you. I think my curiosity is going to get the best of me. I got to check out this new 90210.
All right, you're going to let me know what you think.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
I already told you what I think.
Yes. Thanks so much for joining us.
All righty. Bye.